All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go to Pete, St. Clair Shores. Hi, Pete.
Hey, St. Clair County, further north, brother.
I'm sorry, it said St. Clair, and I made an assumption.
And then I owe you guys a debt of gratitude that I will never be able to repair in my lifetime. And when I share it with you, please be patient. It'll send a chill up your spine and bring tears to your eyes. You might have missed the one during Governor Cuomo's speech today. At one point, you would have swore he was a Republican and the staunchest ally of the president. He literally was extolling the virtues. I mean, I was shocked. And he said that everything I've needed, everything I want, all I had to do is ask, and he's provided it. So, I mean, it was. I was amazed. Now, that being said, my debt of gratitude to you guys. Bear with me. I'm a combat non-vet, and my brother and I were both in Nam at the same time. I volunteered to go over to keep him out. He volunteered to come over thinking he was going to get me out because no two members of the same family are supposed to serve in a combat zone. Well, that wasn't happening. I wasn't leaving my brother, and he wasn't leaving me. I had about 30 days left in my tour, and I was out on the wire that night out on the perimeter, and we were expecting some shit to hit the fan, excuse my language. And my brother and I were out there on the perimeter, and about an hour after sunset, the worst firefight that I was in took place that night, and it lasted until the sun came up the next morning. My brother and I were shoulder to shoulder in combat, hand-to-hand combat. And we had a military funeral for him up in Mount Holly. It's like an Arlington type of cemetery. It's all military. Mm-hmm. Agent Orange took him. And fast forward to December 4, my buddy's Agent Orange, man, took him quick. And then my little therapy dog, man, lost him to freaking cancer. And I was waiting on two tests to come back, one of my bone marrow biopsy to see if I had bone cancer because of Agent Orange. And I was beat, man. I'm a strong man, but brothers, I was beat down, man. My spirit was crushed. And we all have our own spiritual beliefs, man. Everybody has their own, and I'm good with that. You know, I got mine, and you got yours. And I came out to my man cave because I didn't want to see my woman. I didn't want my woman to see me, you know, break down like that. I was dead, man. I mean, my spirit was trashed. And I came out to my man cave, and I mean, the tears was like an emotional tsunami, man. And I sat down and I asked my God, you know, we all got our different beliefs, but I asked my God, I said, look, one of two things, partner, give me the strength to get through this or take my life. I ain't going to commit suicide, but I'm done, man. I'm crushed. I can't take anymore. And so many times in the past, every once in a while, you'll say, well, you know, what we do for a living, sport talk radio and sports in general, don't mean anything in the scheme of things. Well, you have no idea whose life you're going to touch in a crucial moment in time in that man's life. You have no idea during your job, during a day, how you may touch someone. And I flipped the radio on for whatever reason, man. I was out in my man cave, and I lost it, man. And you guys were yucking it up about something, man, and I don't even remember what it was, but you were cracking up big time. And all of a sudden, I started to smile, man, and I started to laugh. And it made everything okay. And I owe you guys a debt of gratitude, man, that from the bottom of my heart and soul, I will never, ever be able to replace what you did for me. So, you know, you guys, you fight the good fight and keep doing what you're doing, because, brothers, you have no idea whose life you're going to touch in a critical manner. And my spirit was crushed and destroyed, man. And you guys made things better for that day. And I just wanted to say, Pete, thank you, and God bless all of you guys.
Well, thank you, Pete. Thank you. Pete, I guess the only, Jesus. I think the only thing I could say, Pete, that might just be the, that might be the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me in my career. And I think that's a good place to leave it. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.